It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, also in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, and 92.1. You can listen online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on your smart speaker, just say, listen to KROX in Crookston. As we take a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour, good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee on this Wednesday, March 20th of 2024. First on our World the National News headlines, an attorney for Donald Trump says he's optimistic an appellate review will lead to the Georgia 2020 election interference case against him being dismissed and Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis being disqualified. The judge overseeing the case is allowing Trump to appeal a ruling, letting Willis remain on the prosecution. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee granted a request by defense attorneys to ask the Georgia Court of Appeals to review the judge's decision. The appeals court will decide whether to hear it. McAfee earlier denied a defense request to disqualify Willis or dismiss the indictment over her romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. A federal appeals court has again prevented Texas from arresting and deporting migrants accused of entering the U.S. illegally. The panel from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled hours after the law briefly took effect Tuesday. A divided U.S. Supreme Court had let the state law take effect while a legal challenge plays out. Before that, some sheriffs were ready to relish an unprecedented state expansion into border enforcement. Others were reluctant. An order hours later by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals put the law on hold again. Donald Trump is suggesting he'd support a national ban on abortions around 15 weeks of pregnancy, voicing for the first time support for a specific limit on the procedure. The Republican former president has taken credit for overturning abortion rights in America by appointing three U.S. Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark ruling that had established the constitutional protection for abortion. But as Trump seeks the White House again, he has until now refrained from embracing any specific limit on abortion, warning it can backfire politically. But in a radio interview on Tuesday, Trump said people are agreeing on 15, and he's thinking in terms of that. And India is the top supplier of shrimp to the United States, with Indian shrimp stocked in freezers at most of the nation's biggest grocery store and restaurant chains. The Associated Press traveled in February to Southeast India to document working conditions in the booming industry after obtaining an advance copy of an investigation released Wednesday by Chicago-based Corporate Accountability Lab. The human rights legal group found, I'm sure you can guess where we're going with this one, found that workers faced dangerous and abusive conditions. The AP spoke to women who described working 10-hour days in difficult and unsanitary conditions, earning less than $4 a shift. Importers that responded to requests for comment from the AP said they would investigate, with some suspending businesses in the meantime. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust, to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Brian Frisk has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Brian Frisk.
Well, the sun is shining. We do enjoy that. It's always a lot easier to take a cooler day if the sun is shining, and we have 18 degrees. We have a northwest wind of 17 miles an hour. That does create a wind chill of 3 above, and the humidity right now is at 45%. Barometric pressure, that is steady over the last hour at 30.36 inches. Again, we have sunny skies, 18 degrees right now in downtown Crookston. Yesterday, if you're wondering, we had double the temperature, 36, but that was early in the morning. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for today, mostly sunny, a high near 23, northwest winds of 10 to 15, then tonight mostly cloudy, a low around 17, northwest winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week into the weekend. We'll tell you, we have a pretty good chance of snow this weekend, or at least a 50-50 chance anyway. The good news is the system that's going to be coming through Minnesota looks, as of now, could be going to the south, dropping a lot of snow. We'll tell you all about that coming up here a little later in our noontime news. But again, right now in downtown Crookston, sunny skies, 18 degrees, a wind chill of 3 above right now in downtown Crookston. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Pru Refrigeration and Heating.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview.
Now, taking a look at the state news, Minnesota is expected to receive a couple blasts of late season snow this week. Tyler Hazenstein of the National Weather Service says a clipper system arrives in western Minnesota Thursday afternoon and exits the southeast corner of the state Friday morning.
And with it will bring cooling temperatures and a little blast of snow, as you said. Right now we're looking at a pretty broad area of about 2 to 5 inches, mainly in the southern half of the state. And then there probably will be a narrow band somewhere in there of some higher amounts.
Hazenstein says it looks central Minnesota is in line for additional snowfall, another winter storm system packing more moisture, and the potential for heavier snow is expected on Sunday. Republicans say statewide education mandates that Democrats passed last year for everything from curriculum to replacing school mascots are putting small districts, especially in a budget crunch, and they want a 3-year extension for schools to implement the new requirements. But what about additional state funding instead to ease the crunch? Pine City Senator Jason Rarick says,
"We've all looked at the numbers that are out there, and with the looming deficit, there's no ongoing money available to give to schools this year."
Republicans say Democrats not only spent last year's $17 billion surplus, but also increased taxes. Top Democrats respond many education investments, such as literacy instruction and aid for special education, were supported by Republicans. A young goat, also known as a goat kid, in Stevens County has tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. That's HPAI. This is the first time the virus has been detected in any domestic species, such as cattle, sheep, goats, and their relatives in the United States. The goat was residing on a farm where a positive HPAI poultry flock was previously found. Governor Walz is set to deliver his annual State of the State address at Owatonna High School on Tuesday. This tradition of the governor addressing the Minnesota legislature to outline their priorities and accomplishments has been in place for many years. The first speech to be formally called the State of the State Address was presented in 1969 by Governor Harold Levander. This year's speech will be the 10th to be given at a location outside of St. Paul and the first since Governor Walz's address in Mankato in 2021. A suspected drunken driver is hospitalized in Fergus Falls after crashing into an Otter Tail County lake and being trapped inside her vehicle. Authorities say the woman called 911 early this morning to report her car went off the road and was upside down in German Lake near Underwood. Deputies broke the sunroof and firefighters freed the woman from the vehicle. She was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators say alcohol is believed to be a factor in the incident. Well, we're going to be seeing this underpass here in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Railroad inspectors will inspect a bridge on State Highway 9 south of Highway 10 in Clay County near Glendon after a semi hauling straw bales struck a railroad underpass Tuesday morning. State Sergeant Patrol Jesse Grabo says it does not appear the underpass was damaged. No one was hurt. Dad joke time. Hey, there you go. They fall for it every time. In response to the February 21st cyber attack on Change Healthcare that affected payments going through between hospitals, insurers, patients, and medical providers, Representative Angie Craig is urging the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to implement new measures to safeguard health providers and patients. Craig calls on the HHS to protect operations through Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program immediately. She also requests information on the HHS's efforts to alleviate the financial impact of the cyber attack on patients and caregivers, as well as strategies to prevent similar incidents in the future. And been lucky enough to meet with Representative Craig several times at her office in Washington, D.C., and she is a hoot. She is a lot of fun to talk to, and but doing a pretty good job there. That is about it on the state news. We will take a break. We'll be back, and we're going to take a look at the sports. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Riverview Health and Pru Refrigeration and Heating.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency. When matched Trane components are combined into a complete system, you get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview.
Taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday, it was a heck of a game, exciting game in the NIT, and it's listen to it on the radio while doing some work here down at the radio station, and it was a lot of fun, and the Minnesota Golden Gophers able to come away with the victory over Butler, 73-72. It was a couple late foul shots by the Gophers to solidify the win, and they advanced to the second round of the NIT. And the Timberwolves, they fall to Denver, 115-112 last night at Target Center. The Minnesota Wild, they beat Anaheim 4-0. And UMC Golf, they finished fourth out of 10 teams at Spring Hill, Missouri yesterday. On the sports scene for today, we begin our 60th-plus year of coverage of the State Boys Basketball Tournament. We are going to have the state class, or the Section 8AA representative, the Pelican Rapids Vikings. They played in town here earlier this year, and they are taking on number 3 seed Lake City. The two teams have identical records, but again, Lake City, they play in that tough conference down south. And it should be a good one. Both teams, black and orange, just like the section championship game of Pelican Rapids and Park Rapids. But we'll have it on KROX tonight. 7:30 the pregame, 8 o'clock will be the opening tip. Other games that we have scores for, we have a couple finals already. In Class 4A, the big schools, it was number 1 ranked Wayzata. They have one of the top players, as you would expect, being ranked number 1. They have one of the top players in the state. And also the nation, and big 6'9 kid, and then they beat Rogers 77-64. And in Class 3A, they have their first round games today as well. It was Totino Grace beating Stewartville by a score of 57-48. One item that Crookston fans might be interested in at noon today in Class 4A, the big schools, Farmington, they're taking on Creighton-Durham Hall. Farmington, they have, one of my teammates, classmates, Chad Domeyer, class of 95. His son is on the Farmington team, having a great year this year. So if they advance to the semifinals or championship, I'll be looking for a Domeyer on the team with some Crookston blood on that team. So that's pretty neat. That is about it. Again, Target Center tonight. That's where we're going to be. And Pelican Rapids will take on Lake City at 8 o'clock, 7:30 the pregame. And we'll have that on KROX Radio. And tomorrow afternoon, 5 p.m., it's the Fertile Belt Trammy Falcons. They're going to be taking on Goodhue in the first round of the State Class A Tournament. We'll have the pregame show at 4:30 from Target Center. And the opening tip at 5, so be listening for our state tournament coverage tonight and tomorrow and all weekend long. Also, the Wild, they're at Los Angeles at 9 o'clock tonight. And we do have Trinity Lutheran Church Lenten service. That'll be at 6:30. And that is about it on the sports scene. The Crookston Pirate boys basketball team, they held their end-of-the-year banquet last night at the Crookston High School Commons, handed out the following awards. The Todd Isert Most Dedicated Award went to Brandon Tanquist. I welcomed him to the club, and Brandon, well-deserved award there. Letter winners, basically everybody that played in the tournament was on that, along with two managers. The Northwest All-Conference Awards, All-Conference went to Hunter Nicholas and Reggie Wincham. Honorable mention went to Isaac Tomford. And Hunter Nicholas was given a plaque for becoming the Pirate Boys basketball season and career rebounding leader and for scoring the 1,000th point of his career, becoming the 11th Pirate Boys basketball player to reach that milestone. Hunter broke the school record for rebounds in a game with 30 and also has the top 8 spots. So if you look at the record book, which Coach Garman released yesterday at the banquet, he has the top 8 spots. It's Hunter Nicholas, 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 anywhere from 22 to 30 rebounds in a game this year alone. He broke the season rebounding record, no surprise, with 442 rebounds, shattering the previous record of 312 set by Emmanuel McCullough back in 2013-14. And Hunter also broke the career rebounding record. By the way, he's a junior, passing Caden Osborne's mark of 736. For the pictures, a list of the letter winners, and more, go to our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. I had to show my son I'm still in the top 10 in rebounds in a season and career, but I keep going down every year. But it's good to see somebody priding in the rebounds. That is about it on the sports scene. Again, the story, stats, scores, pictures, and more on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. We'll take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up right after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
For fresh produce, shop Hugo's Family Marketplace. Sky Valley Navel Orange is $1.59 a pound. Extra Large Green Peppers, 99 cents each. Golden Ripe Cantaloupe, 99 cents a pound. Fresh Green Beans, they're $1.99 a pound. 8-ounce packages of Whole White Mushrooms, 2 for $4. And pints of Driscoll's Blueberries are 2 for $6. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Taking a look at the local news, the Polk County Commissioners met on Tuesday, and the meeting began with Polk County Sheriff James Tadman presenting the monthly statistics from February to the Commissioners. The report showed a total of 702 cases in the month. Of the cases included 164 traffic stops, 23 motorist assists, 10 cases of suspicious activity, and 7 domestic assaults. The Polk County Sheriff's Office has not been fully staffed since 2020. They have had 5 open deputy positions since October of 2023 and recently had another deputy vacancy due to military leave, totaling 6 open positions. Tadman had a discussion with the board and explained that recruiting issues are occurring not only at the Polk County Sheriff's Office, but the rest of the state as well.
There's multiple agencies that are looking for multiple officers, such as ours. We're looking for 5. So I think it just time. I think the stuff that went down in the Twin Cities did not help the cause. You know, they kind of tore that city apart, and seeing what all the officers faced during that rioting time kind of turned a lot of college students off for going into this career.
And Tadman invited the commissioners to stop in his office anytime to brainstorm and get ideas together to eventually get the station fully staffed. Topics circulating this conversation included competitive wages, benefits, and promoting what Polk County has to offer future hires at the sheriff's office. Tadman explains the ongoing issues regarding hiring the officers.
They'll go to the best officer. That's like anybody that has a job. Your profession, where are you going to go? It's probably where they pay the most and where they have the best insurance, the best providing. So that's what we have to try to do, is think outside the box. And you can, you know, maybe it's throwing money at everything, but you also have to have a budget. And that's the biggest thing.
The meeting continued with the commissioners opening a public hearing regarding the review of the proposed land use zoning ordinance amendment. The amendment was in regard to the accessory allowed in the Ag District, as well as accessory structure size allowed in the Shoreland Overlay District. Polk County Planning and Zoning Administrator Jacob Snyder explains.
The Planning Commission and staff felt that we have had this recurring theme of people wanting to build bigger outbuildings than what was established in 1973. People have a lot more toys, and that's really the only thing I can sum up, that people have a lot more stuff to store that they don't put in, you know, an attached garage.
The outbuildings in question are in regard to structures that are not currently attached to the primary dwelling. In the previous ordinance, stated limitations in the agricultural district based on parcel size. It limited all structures that resided on 10 acres of property or under. The new ordinance states that if you have more than 10 acres of property, the owner may build accessory structures, however the owner seems fit. The commissioners ultimately approved the resolution for the amendment to the Polk County Land Use and Zoning Ordinance.
We should further regulate it, just kind of open that can of worms and say, you got the acreage to do it, then build that structure. Now, that doesn't mean that you can have a commercial use of the shed or any of that stuff. It's still going to be for personal storage, but having the limitations that we've been seeing as things we need to do special permitting on were, I guess, in lack of better terms, pointless.
Polk County Highway Engineer Richard Sanders approached the commissioners searching for approval of various contracts. The first contract that was approved was in regard to the annual sign project. This will allow the highway department to go and purchase each sign that needs to be replaced within the county.
So every year our sign man does inspection of our signs, and the ones that need to be replaced, we put a quote together to replace those. And so the following year he replaces them.
The bid was awarded to Newman Signs out of Jamestown, North Dakota, in the amount of $8,658.50. The commissioners approved 2 ditch maintenance requests for State Ditch 61 and County Ditch 129. The maintenance request for County Ditch 129 is to extend the culvert in the field approach, in which otherwise is the landowner's responsibility.
Back when the ditch was originally constructed, the ditch system put in a field approach with the length of culvert that's there. By adding on to that culvert, it becomes a benefit to the landowner, and so he pays for the original extension, and then after that, the county ditch will maintain that extended culvert length.
Now, the final item the board approved was an agreement with Pro West Maintenance to perform parcel maintenance over the next 3 years in the amount of $9,850 per year. The consent agenda included the approval of minutes from the March 5th meeting, and it also included the approval of bills and disbursements in the amount of $72,924.72. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following call yesterday, this morning at 1:12 a.m. to the 100 block of Sargent Street for a report of a general alarm activation. Upon arrival, it was found that cooking had caused the alarm. There is no danger present. They ventilated the residents, reset the alarm, and then cleared the scene. On the obituary desk today, Joyce Louise Hagen, 69, passed away peacefully at home in Scottsdale, Arizona on March 14th with her family at her side. Born June 30th, 1954 in Crookston to Thomas and Virginia Hagen, Joyce was the seventh of eight children. Joyce married Kurt Eichhoff on December 26, 1987 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Crookston. They were married for 36 years and were blessed with three children, Cale, Hadley, and Barrett. After graduating from Central High School in 1972, Joyce went on to earn a bachelor's degree from the University of Minnesota, Minneapolis, a JD from the University of North Dakota, and a master's in arts administration from Columbia University in New York City. Joyce is survived by her husband and children, as well as siblings, Tana Hagen Merwin, Christina Korsmo, Pamela Gudmundson, Lynn Erie, Paul Hagen, Phyllis Hagen, and many nieces and nephews. She is preceded in death by her parents and her sister, Nanette Layla. The service in memory of celebration of Joyce's life will be held Tuesday, March 26th at 11 a.m. at Scottsdale, Arizona. Dwayne Trandum, 84, of Halstead, died peacefully Sunday evening, March 17th, at home, surrounded by family following a courageous battle with ALS. Dwayne was born at home in Anthony Township, April 5, 1939, to Orvis and Elma Trandum. He was baptized and confirmed at East March River Church in Anthony Township, graduated from Halstead High School in 1957. He was united in marriage to Mary Knutson on July 10, 1959. They lived in rural Shelley and started farming for a few years until they moved to Halstead. They had three daughters, Sandra, Rebecca, and Patricia. He is survived by his wife, Mary, his three daughters and their families, Sandra Henham and Kayla from Bemidji, Rebecca Ferrullo from Moorhead, Gabby Ferrullo from St. Paul, and Patricia Schilling of Halstead, and Grace of Bemidji, and many nieces and nephews. Dwayne was preceded in death by his parents, sister Jeroma, and grandchildren Maggie and Tate Schilling and Kyle Henham. In honor of Dwayne, memorials can be designated to the Halstead Lutheran Church Cemetery Fund, Halstead Lions, Ethos Hospice, and Sanford Foundation ALS Fund, or any charity of your choice. The funeral service for Dwayne Trandum will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, March 23rd at Halstead Lutheran Church. Visitation will be at 5 to 7 p.m. Friday, March 22nd at Halstead Lutheran Church, with a prayer service to begin at 6:30. Interment will be at the Halstead South Cemetery of Halstead. That is a look at the local news as we now take a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny blue skies. Our temperature is 18 degrees. We have a northwest wind of 15, gusting up to 21. That creates a wind chill of 4 above. Again, sunny and 18 with a wind chill of 4 above right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the humidity, 45%, barometric pressure is at 30.35 inches, and that is falling over the last hour. Yesterday, we had a high of 36. That was early in the morning with a low of 8. The average high today is 36 with the average low of 18. The year-ago high was 27, year-ago low 6 below. The record high on this date, again, in 2012, it was 75 degrees. The record low, 21 below, set in 1955. The sun rose at 7:29. The sun will set at 7:39 for 12 hours and 10 minutes of daylight. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area. For this afternoon, mostly sunny, a high near 23, northwest winds of 10 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 17, northwest winds of 5 to 10. Thursday, a 30% chance of snow after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 30. Little or no snow accumulation expected on Thursday. Thursday night, snow likely, mainly before 1 a.m. Friday morning. Cloudy with a low around 15 to 20, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour, and a 60% chance of precipitation. Friday, partly sunny, a high near 27, north winds around 15, gusting up to 25. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low around 10, north winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 25, north winds of 5 to 10. Saturday night, a 40% chance of snow, mainly after 1 a.m., with a low around 20, northeast winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. Sunday, snow likely, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 27, northeast winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30, and a 60% chance of precipitation. Sunday night, snow likely, mostly cloudy, a low around 20, and a wind gust up to 30, and a 60% chance of precipitation. On Monday, a 50% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 30, wind gusts up to 25. And then on Tuesday, a 30% chance of snow, mostly cloudy, a high near 30, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Stay tuned to KROX. We'll keep you updated on the systems that could be moving our way. And sounds as of now could be heading a little more to the south, but stay tuned. We'll keep you updated here on KROX. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX.